Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Tim, does our intro have sound? Does it have music? Our intro?
Yes. Okay. It always does.
Okay, good. All right. Welcome to the Saturday Strong Hank Haney podcast with Steve Johnson, Tim Porochka. You know, Tim, today I'm thinking is we got to dedicate it to the number 19. 19.
Why is 19?
19 because, you know, today, Saturday, being the Saturday Strong that we are, there's only six more days in April. Six more days. April's gone very quickly. And then you add that 6 days to the 13 days until the start of the AT&T Byron Nelson.
Oh,
that is 19.
The countdown to the Byron Nelson.
Yes, yes. But we've got a lot of golf to talk about. We have the Zurich Classic. And this is that partnership tournament, Tim. Partnership. You like the partnership idea?
I'm not a big fan of the partnership idea.
Really?
I think it's okay. I'm not necessarily completely sold on it like a lot of people are. And it's a fun, different, unique event. It's more exciting during a Ryder Cup year. I'll give you that because it's a Ryder Cup year. It's going to generate storylines. Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele are playing together in the Zurich Classic team event. Does that mean they're preparing to play together in the Ryder Cup in Wisconsin? So there's more storylines with the Ryder Cup year, but it's just an event that really hasn't made it over the years. And I will give them credit for trying to be creative and trying to make it a successful event, but it just really isn't working out.
Well, I mean, they get big prize money, $7.3 million, a little over $1 million per winner on the team. And you know, when you play partnership golf, there's a lot of guys that play partnership golf a lot better than when they play on their own. Because when you're on your own, man, there's nowhere to hide. But when you play with a partner, you can be relaxed. You can be, there's camaraderie. There's truly a team atmosphere. You know, hey, buddy, one of the things that these teammates always say, Kevin Kisner said that you never apologize for a shot that you hit because you're trying your hardest. You're trying to do the best. Never, ever apologize for a bad shot.
Sorry, Steve.
Well, that's okay. You've got to, we'll get through it. We'll get through it.
Okay.
But I look at the leaderboard here and man, 18 holes into it. And I'm not going to read the whole leaderboard, even though you want me to. Well, we're going to do I'm going to give you a little quiz here, Tim. Golf jargon.
Yes. Okay. I love your quizzes.
Okay. So, Victor Hovland, right? Victor Hovland and Chris Ventura. I've never heard of Chris Ventura, but they're a team. They're tied for the lead right now after the first round. They tore it up, man. 7,400 yards this course. They've got water. There's dog legs. It's not a bomb and gouge type course. You got to hit good shots. 10 under par. 10 birdies. Now, I wish the PGA Tour would show everyone's score because you get a better flavor. Sometimes when, like, let's say you and I are partners, Tim, and I knock it in the water. What's that called when I leave you and I can't help you because I've knocked it in the water? What's that called?
It's called a poor teammate.
Okay. I'm leaving you naked is what it is. That's what it's called. I'm leaving you naked because you got no teammate to help you. I'm out of the game.
Mr. Exotic.
There's another name for that. I'm in the tank. I don't have anything, you know, to contribute. So I'm counting on my partner. Victor Hovland and Chris Ventura were not like that. The PGA Tour scorecard doesn't really show it because it only shows one player score that counts. But they did have 10 birdies, no bogeys. And you know what? These two guys did not birdie the same hole. At least that's what I'm seeing on the PGAtour.com. You know what that's called? That jargon. When you contribute, both of you are contributing equally. What's that called, Tim?
It is called great teammates.
No, it's called ham and egg. They're ham and egging it.
Oh, okay.
Ham and egg. You've never heard of that before.
Well, I have now that you said it.
Okay. All right. Well, then we've got the other end of the spectrum. And we got a team that I one of the teams that I thought, hey, these kids would do pretty good. I call them kids because their combined age is like 45. You got one guy that's 23, one guy that's 22. That would be Colin Morikawa and Matthew Wolf.
Matthew Wolf is a disaster on the PGA Tour right now.
He is?
Yes. He signs for the an incorrect scorecard at the Masters. He WDs from the WGC at concession, I believe, after shooting 12 over par in the first round. Ever since the U.S. Open last year, when he was in the final pairing with Bryson DeChambeau, Matthew Wolf has just been absolutely atrocious.
You know, he's only 22 years old. And I'm thinking, you know, like, I was very critical of Brooks Koepka when I saw that he'd withdrawn from tournaments and all that. But I had no idea how injured he was. We don't hear a lot about Matthew Wolf and his injuries, but I wonder if he is injured and he's just trying to play through it.
Hank's inside sources. Hank shared some inside sources on Matthew Wolf this week. And the inside sources are telling Hank that Matthew Wolf is a little bit out there.
What do you mean by that?
Just a little bit out there. They went to somewhere in Mexico for like a golfing trip.
Okay.
Him and some friends. And he didn't golf. He just partied with his girlfriend the entire time.
Oh, really? Okay. Do you go down to Cabo?
I don't know where he went.
Okay. Wow. Wow.
It might have not even been Mexico. I'm just trying to remember what the story was exactly.
Okay. Well, this team of Morikawa Wolf kind of fascinates me. This is as good as these two guys are. They're in the top 25 in the world rankings, I think. They had two best ball bogeys, where their best ball was a bogey, which is that's pretty unusual. That, you know what that's called? I call that the vegetarian.
Mm.
You know why? I mean, if guys working together as a team, and one guy's in the tank, and the other guy makes a good score like a birdie or something, that's called the ham and egg. When you've got a best ball, two best ball bogeys, I call that a vegetarian. You know why, Tim?
Well, I don't know why.
No. Because there's no ham and no egg. No ham and egg. No ham and egg. Yeah.
I like that idea. Good idea. What do you call two double bogeys?
I don't know. What do you call them?
I don't know.
No. You call that Tony Romo is what you call
it. He's not a bad golfer.
Well, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. Should we get to it right now?
No, let me ask you a question first.
Okay.
I want to describe to me the perfect date.
The perfect date?
Yeah.
Oh, man. There's a lot of perfect dates. I mean, you know, you're getting along, having fun, experience something you've never experienced before.
Whoa. In the bedroom or on the date?
But see, here you go again, Tim. Our listeners don't like this stuff.
They do. They do not like this stuff. We had over 3,000 downloads last week.
When I was relating putting grips to sexual positions? Was that the one?
Yeah, that was the one.
Okay. Wow. Man, the guys that I must be hanging around a different crowd. We're hamming and egging it because you got all the young guys and I've got all the older guys. And they say, man, would you guys clean it up a little bit?
Yeah, so,
hey, getting to know somebody, you're talking about first dates. So you're talking about just getting to know somebody, just getting to know what they like.
And, well, it doesn't have to be a first date. It can just, we're both going to be married in 42 days. So describe the perfect date with your wife. Describe the perfect date with, yeah.
I think it's, I kind of switched the question to first date, but okay. Getting back to the best, a great date, experiencing something that you've never seen before, you know, going to a place where you're both, where you can remember it. It's memorable. You know, you say, God, remember that time when we went to Hawaii? Remember that time when we saw that movie, or we went on the boat? I mean, there's different things that, you know, just jog your memory. I know there's a lot of things that that I remember. My wife and I went to school up in Northern California, and she came up to visit me, and we went and we saw a movie up in Marin County, and that movie was on Golden Pond, and we still talk about that. I mean, it was just, we went to see a movie, and it was memorable. It was touching. The story is a touching story. It's about, you know, the later part in life and relationships and all that. And it was good.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Now describe the perfect golfer to team up with.
Okay. For me, what I need with my game, I need the best golfer at possible. It doesn't, personalities doesn't make any difference. I'm going to ride them, you know, like a horse, because I'm counting on, hey, if I contribute, hey, that's just a bonus. So I'm looking for the best golfer around. I'm picking the best. I'm just like, hey, I'm picking the best.
What a description. You're going to ride them like a horse and it's going to be a bonus.
Yeah. If it's going to be a bonus, if I contribute.
Okay. Yeah. What do you think is one of the funniest details about a horse? What stands out the most to you about a horse?
Horse duty.
Horse duty.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. God, you're. I mean, man.
Okay.
Yeah, you're out there, Tim. You're out there like Matthew Wolf, I think.
I'm a little bit out there. Did you see the PGA Tour bonus money that they're going
to
send
out? I did, and there was an article this morning. I didn't get a chance to read it yet. Explain it to me. What the bonus? Explain it to our listeners, too. What is this bonus pool, or what are they trying to promote?
Yeah, so we'll do that after the break.
Ooh,
we'll talk about the bonus
tease.
Pool.
Okay.
The $40 million bonus on the PGA Tour.
Well, I thought that was what the FedEx Cup was supposed to be.
Well, they got some extras.
Wow.
This is basically
the Tiger Woods. Okay, you got to explain it. You got to break it down for us when we get back.
Okay, I'll do my best. Go to HaneyUniversity.com right now for free daily golf tips coming out daily. I already said daily, but I'll say daily again because that's how you can improve your golf game. Right to your email inbox. HaneyUniversity.com. There's amazing practice aids on Haney University as well, so you can improve your game. We know you're listening to this podcast. Last week got 32,000 downloads. 2 weeks ago got 55,000 downloads. We got a review on the Hank Haney podcast, basically ripping Minnesota Tim for talking about his duty. Well, the numbers don't lie, bud. The numbers don't lie. 55,000. I tried to take a duty this morning. I couldn't. So we're recording here on the Hank Haney podcast, and hopefully I can make it through. How do you like that? How do you like them apples? Go to HaneyUniversity.com right now. We'll be right back.
Okay, back on the Hank Haney Saturday Strong podcast, Minnesota Tim Peroska, great predictor Steve Johnson here. And this segment is sponsored by Dude Wipes, because Tim is always talking about his duty.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's true. The weekly duty update.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so the $40 million bonus pool on the PGA Tour.
Who's sponsoring this bonus pool?
The layoffs on PGA Tour headquarters.
Oh, really? They've got to have some type of sponsor on the thing.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't really seem like it. I think it's just the PGA Tour.
Okay.
The layoffs on the PGA Tour because they do have layoffs, and now they're giving away $40
million. Okay, so $40 million. How do you win that $40 million?
Okay, so it's reported by Golf Week, and they say the Tour's new Player Impact Program will identify the 10 biggest needle movers in the sport, regardless of how they play, and compensate them through a $40 million bonus pool with the player who brings the most added value, fan and sponsor engagement, netting an extra $8 million. So the guy that generates the most revenue for the sport, basically, that moves the needle for the sport, will generate an extra $8 million a year.
So are we talking about social media stuff, or what are we talking about?
Yeah, we're talking about, it says here, according to the report, an individual's value will be based not just on on-course performance, but rather an impact score, which will be determined using five metrics: a player's popularity in Google search, a player's Nielsen brand exposure rating, a player's Q rating, which is appeal, a player's MVP index rating, engagement on social and digital channels, and player's meltwater mentions, frequency he generates coverage across media platforms. So that's how they structure it.
Wow. Well, I mean, you know, the most Googled name in golf is Tiger Woods. So, I mean, if he's not going to be playing, would he qualify?
Yeah, he's still going to qualify, I'm sure.
There's another payback.
They ran some numbers.
Another payback. Well,
yeah. 2 years. Yeah, that's what it is. 2 years ago, they ran some numbers, and they figured out that this is who would have been the winners. The leading scorer from 2019 was Tiger Woods, followed by Rory McIlroy, Brooks Koepka, Phil Mickelson, and Ricky Fowler, with Jordan Spieth, Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Justin Rose, and Adam Scott rounding out the top 10. That year, Spieth and Scott didn't earn a victory, while a pair of 2019 major champions, Gary Woodland and Shane Lowry, did not crack the top 10. Neither did Bryson DeChambeau or John Rahm. So, that's what the deal is.
I mean, well, that's a nice, that's not like a nice thank you very much for promoting our tour, because the guys that you named, the Phil Mickelsons, the Ricky Fowlers, are at the twilight of their careers. Well, I mean, I don't know if Ricky Fowler is or not. He's not doing too well, but he's not the twilight because of his age, just because of his performance. But he is a big media star. That just has State Farm. I mean, he's a State Farm guy. Or he's Farmers, who he is.
Yeah, Ricky Fowler.
He's Farmers. Farmers. Yes. Yeah. Sorry about that. Sorry about that, Farmers. But anyway, I mean, it's just like a little thank you very much for promoting our tour.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. It's, what's that? It's Farmers University or what? Farms? Yeah.
I think I said it. I think I had the wrong beat to it, but.
Yeah.
We are Farmers.
That's it.
Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
That's it. That's it.
That's it. Yeah. So what are your thoughts on this? Do you agree? You disagree? You think it's good? Do you think it's bad? Do you think $8 million matters to guys like Tiger Woods? Or do you think it's more of an appreciative gesture by the PGA Tour?
I mean, it adds up. It adds up. Tiger Woods will be probably the number one Google name for a long time. We're going to get updates on his health. We're going to say, when's he coming back? Tiger Woods is not going away in terms of PGA Tour exposure. So I think it's just a nice way to compensate him for that. And you know what? I mean, the guy said, hey, how much is enough? You know, I don't think that way. I think, hey, if a guy's providing value for something in a certain way, he should get compensated. It's long overdue is what I think. And that's, you probably surprised me coming with that position, but hey, what's fair is fair. This guy has promoted, he has given his brand and his exposure to the game of golf has helped everybody. And Phil Mickelson would be the first one to tell you it did.
Yeah. It's an interesting program because all the reports are saying that this program is a direct reaction to the Premier Golf League, which had tried to lure some of the biggest stars last year, 2 years ago, or whenever that was. I think that was last year. So this is a direct idea from the Premier Golf League. So the PGA Tour basically, you know, I don't want to say stole another idea, but adopted the idea of the Premier Golf League to finance the best players more. And, you know, it's a big thing because one of the most interesting parts of the PGA Tour, one of the parts that's so different than any other sport, except for the endorsements, except for the sponsorships, but Dustin Johnson, Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Ricky Fowler, the top players on the PGA Tour, which generate all the revenue for PGA Tour events, they don't get paid at all to show up to those PGA Tour events. They are valued just as highly as the 156th player in the world playing in the U.S. Open. They are valued just as highly as the worst player in the field. This week, Hunter Mahan, KJ Choi, Sung Kang, Afri Barnrat, these guys are in the PGA Tour field this week in the Zurich Classic. And so is Xander Schauffele and Patrick Cantlay. They are valued the same going into the tournament by the PGA Tour.
And I mean, when you pick those examples off of Barnrat, I mean, I like watching him. He's like he's a freak of nature that he could compete at that level. Not in the greatest shape. He smokes that vape like a steam engine, walking down the fairways. You know, would I rather watch him or Patrick Cantlay? You know what? I probably equally. I mean, there's nobody in the field this week that I would say, hey, I would really like to go watch him play 18 holes.
The Minnesota Tim guarantee this week was that Hunter Mahan and Bill Haas would not finish last. And they are 2 under par. Last place is 1 under par. They are tied with Colin Morikawa and Matthew Wolf. Who do you think? Do you think Hunter Mahan and Bill Haas beat out Colin Morikawa and Matthew Wolf?
No. I think Wolf and Morikawa, they come back today. They have a better round. No, the Hunter Mahan Bill Haas team is. I mean, I would team with Bill Haas. I he's a great game. It's funny that those two guys are playing together because a few years ago, back in the FedEx Cup Finals, it looked like Hunter Mahan was going to win the $10 million prize, and you can remember Bill Haas hit from down in the water hazard. At the time, it was called a water hazard. There wasn't water in it. He was in like a half water, half mud. He knocks it up there, sinks the putt, and he ends up winning, stealing the $10 million from Hunter Mahan. And that was kind of that wasn't the downfall of Hunter Mahan. The downfall started at the Ryder Cup with Graham McDowell. Remember the crocodile tears at the interview afterward. He just beat me. He just beat me. Remember that?
No, I don't.
Oh, yeah. That was, and then I tell you what, Phil Mickelson was a great teammate. Phil Mickelson popped in there and said, hey, guys, we're all trying hard. We all want to win. And and then Phil kicked Hunter and said, quit crying, you big baby.
That's funny. What do you want to talk about next, Steve?
Well, I mean, we do have Dallas, Texas is the mecca of golf. I've realized that over the years. But this week, it's for sure. We're going to talk about two events happening here in Dallas. I'm sure our listeners would like to hear. But it's not the AT&T Byron Nelson. It's not the AT&T.
The countdown.
Yeah, it's we got 19 days for that. But it is two events, one a USGA event, and we'll talk about it when we come back. But you know what? I've had some aches and pains. Yesterday, 2 days ago, when this is aired on Saturday, 3 days ago, I'll probably still be sore. We got 2 tons of fertilizer came in. And so I spread 29 bags. So a ton is 40 bags. I spread 29 bags of fertilizer on our tees and greens, and I am sore as anything. Do you have any recommendations for me, Tim Parachka?
Yeah, so you can go to voodoopainterleaf.com right now, Steve, for a free 2-week supply of Voodoo Painterleaf cream. Hank, I suppose, could send it to you for free, but I don't know. I don't know. Maybe you have to pay for it. What's that?
It's Voodoo Painterleaf cream. I'm old enough.
It's Voodoo Pain Relief Cream. Okay. It's a patented product, and it's going to help you. It's so funny. I get so focused on saying patented that I completely forget what I'm going to say after it. I'm so focused. I'm like, oh, crap. Now what am I supposed to say? Okay. Go to voodoopainrelief.com. It'll help you. It'll help your aches. It'll help your pains, just like the great predictor Steve Johnson. We'll be right back on the Hank Caney Podcast. We'll be right back.
Okay. Welcome back to the Hank Haney Podcast, Saturday Strong Edition. This is Steve Johnson here, along with Minnesota Tim Parachka. Hey, before we get into the two most exciting events here in Dallas, Texas, how is it up in Minnesota right now? I know the verdict just came out and all that. And we don't live in a vacuum. I say that a lot.
Yeah, you said that all the time. It's good. It's good. I haven't really seen too much. I've actually been staying off of social media this week.
What about on the streets? Any protests or parades or anything like that?
Well, I'm sure they were celebrating. I saw pictures of people celebrating and all that good stuff. But like I said, I haven't been on social media this week. I haven't really been paying any attention to it because it's just not healthy for you.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there's been looting. I don't know if there's been rioting. I haven't been paying any attention. So. But anyway, yeah, Minnesota's good.
Okay.
I know it's the verdict that like 100% of people wanted to happen. And it's the verdict that would keep the peace as well for the most part, hopefully. I compared it to a city winning a Super Bowl that hasn't won a Super Bowl for a long time or a Stanley Cup. And then they, you know, celebrate by, you know, trash in the city or something.
Yeah.
So I was wondering if that was going to happen, but it hasn't to my knowledge. So that's good.
Yeah. I mean, the guy obviously now he was declared guilty. But I felt badly because I don't think the guy got, the verdict may have been exactly the same, but I don't think the guy really got a fair trial because even down here, people were talking about before the trial even happened that George Floyd was murdered and the cop did it. And I mean, we didn't know any of the facts or anything like that. I mean, gosh, it's just, we just got to move on. We got to move on. I feel badly about the whole process, but, maybe next time we'll get it right. I'm not saying the verdict was wrong. All I'm saying is we had convicted the guy before the guy even went to court. He was convicted.
Yeah.
Which is not right. I hope that doesn't happen to me if I get convicted of something.
What would you get convicted of?
Well, I mean, you know, you get convicted of talking about poopies. And maybe yeah. I could get, I don't know what I'd get convicted about. But let's talk golf. I was just curious about it. This whole deal up in Minnesota really blew my image of Minnesota because you think Minnesota, okay, guys are fishing in the 10,000 lakes. They're doing yard work. They're playing golf.
They are.
They're playing golf and they're sneaking in country clubs, hitting range balls. They're watching the Field of Dreams up in the Heartland.
They're passionate.
Yeah. But it just blew my whole perception. But I love Minnesota and, golf season is going to start here in a couple months up there in Minnesota. So, anyway, hey, we've got two events down here in Dallas. The Corn Ferry Tour is playing, Veritex Bank is a bank that sponsored the tournament and it's playing at Texas Rangers Stadium. The Texas Rangers, not the police officers, Texas Rangers, but the baseball team bought this course. And I hear it's supposed to be very nice. Now, we did get a lot of winter kill because of the freeze that we had, that prolonged freeze. I'm not sure if it affected that course, but hopefully we'll see a little bit of some highlights on television, maybe the Golf Channel, about what's happening at this tournament. And a guy by the name of Anders Albertsen shot 9-under, very, very close to that best ball score over at the Zurich of 10-under. But what interests me is all the way down, as I'm scrolling all the way down, and I see a sponsor's exemption here for none other than Tony Romo. Tony Romo, who has been, he's an analyst for CBS and pro football player, good golfer. Good club golfer. He plays, and I think he plays every day. And the guys that watch him say he practices and works out. Like, and if he's going to play at 12, Tim, He'll get there at 6:30.
Wow.
And do his stretching and workout and have breakfast and hit balls. And but they do play for a lot of money. And when you've got the biggest stack of hundreds in your pocket, there's not as much pressure on you as there is on other guys that he's playing against. You know, some would-be tour pros and all that stuff, that the money means a lot to him. But Tony Romo is a very competitive golfer.
He's a grinder.
Oh, he grinds. He grinds. And he started out on the 10th hole yesterday. And you know what he made on the 10th hole, Tim? His very first hole?
I don't.
Par 5. He made eagle.
Nice.
He made eagle. I thought, oh my gosh, Tony Romo. They talked about it on Sports Channel here in the morning that, oh my gosh, Tony Romo eagle the first hole. Maybe he'll make a cut. Well, he backed that up with two double bogeys. Actually, he had an eagle and two birdies on the front side, and he still shot over par.
Hmm.
He's wasting all of those good shots. And then he had four bogeys and a double bogey on the backside. One birdie. Ended up shooting 77. So he's going to be down the road again. He will not, the Veritex Bank Championship will not be his first cut on a professional tour, you know, PGA sanctioned event.
Do you think he'll be playing in the Byron Nelson again?
Yes, I do. I think that he'll get an exemption, and rightly so. He's a big name here. God, he's the number one analyst team on television, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, him and Jim Nance, friends. So then we have another event here this week, and I just learned about it yesterday. Longtime friend and very competitive golfer. This lady has won seven. I'm holding up seven fingers, Tim. Seven.
Yes.
USGA championships. Major champ. She's won seven USGA events. And Tiger Woods has won nine. I think Jack Nicklaus has won like six. Her name's Ellen Port. She's here this week. She was driving down. Her and her husband drove down yesterday. They're going to have a practice. She says, hey, can you give me a viewing? Can you? I haven't been playing in a while. Can you watch me? So I did. And I'm going to tell you what, she is a darn good golfer, really good ball striker. She had a little bit of a yippy in her right hand, and she went with a claw grip. Hank told her, hey, you need to go claw. And she did, and she's putting really well. So she's playing in the USGA Women's Four Ball event, which took the place of the, what do they call it, the Mid-Am, or Pub Links, the Ladies Pub Links. And, you know, there's only four ladies in this event. They strategically placed this event because in April, because it was canceled last year. But they strategically placed this event because all the college girls are getting ready for their regional tournaments to play in the NCAAs. And so they thought, heck, you know, this will be like kind of a mid-am type event for a USGA event. But what they didn't realize is it's you got to qualify to participate. And you know who qualified, Tim?
No, I don't.
High school girls.
Wow.
Yeah. So this is a Division II, Division III golfers, high school girls. There's hardly any women over 40 in this event. And I hope Ellen Port and her partner, it's Laura, oh gosh, I don't know her last name, but Laura is there. This gal has won the U.S. Women's Amateur, U.S. Senior Women's Amateur a couple times too. So they've got a good team, but they're an old team. They're a seasoned team. And they're playing a really tough course here in Dallas called Merido, which got blistered by the freeze. So the course is going to play really tough, really long, and USGA four ball. I'm going to keep you informed on that, Tim, because okay. You know, here on the Saturday Strong podcast, it's all about golf. We're genderless. It's all golf, all the time.
All golf, right? All the time.
Right.
Speaking of all golf, all the time, I wanted to read the exact review that this guy left us now that nobody's listening. This he goes, when Hank isn't on, we are treated to the human degree that is Minnesota Tim. When Hank isn't on, we are treated to the human degree that is Minnesota Tim. He details his bowel movement habits and his shifts at Walmart. Well, speaking of those shifts at Walmart, Walmart might be coming to a close soon.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, your engagement with Walmart or what?
Yes, Walmart might be coming to a close very, very soon.
What did you do? Did you get caught punching in and then going to the bathroom? Is that what happened? Tell the truth.
It's not what happened. Okay. It's not what happened. I'm telling you, it's not what happened. I talked with my pastor yesterday, Pastor Mark, at Transform Church. Sundays at 10 o'clock Central Time if you want to watch online.
Okay.
And he wants me, or he offered, we're in the early parts of negotiations. But he asked me if I would be interested in leading the youth ministry at our church.
Really?
10 to 15 hours a week, part-time job, exactly what Walmart is, but more fulfilling. And just to share the news now, I haven't registered for classes yet, but I applied to Liberty University online school and got accepted. And I found out that to get a bachelor's degree in ministry, I would only need to take 3 semesters of classes.
Really? So what's the name of that church again?
Transform Church.
Don't listen here. I'm talking right to the Transform Church, the elders. Hey, elders, you better vet this guy. And all you got to do is listen to every Saturday Strong episode. Mostly toward the last part of the episode when he's on edge and he has no self-control. Listen, because I think otherwise you're going to have a youth group gone bad.
Church loves my leadership qualities.
No, I'm being facetious. You know that. I think that's awesome. Yeah. That's a good deal. And you know what? The youth need. I used to be in youth ministry, but my kids are now older. They're your age. So the young kids, they can't really relate to me, you know, anymore. I mean, I'm like their granddad, you know. I'm much older than their dads. So they need somebody, a role model that is younger, that's more like their age. And you do a great job, Tim. And I tell you what, it's an honor that you were even considered for that position.
I feel honored.
You're on your way up the ladder of success from Walmart checker to youth ministry.
Yeah, next thing you know, I'll be taking Joel Osteen's position. The dear Lord of the heavens above.
Okay, stop.
He's going to come down and heal you from your sins.
Dude, don't do that.
Okay,
I won't do that. Okay, all right. So, I'm proud of you. That's great. That's great news.
You want to take us out? You want to finish up the show for us?
Well, yeah, you know what? And I'm going to go off the top of my head because Tim has us down so much. You know, keep listening. We're hoping for a lot of downloads. Let's get higher than this. Let's go for 35,000 at least this week, folks. Give it to your friends. Tell your friends to follow us. What is it, Hank Haney Podcast?
Yes.
And they just push like or what? They just
follow,
push follow.
Like.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Like good. And you got Minnesota Tim Porochka. What, Tim Porochka is at? What is your
at Tim Porochka?
At Tim Porochka. Follow me at Great Predictor One. Follow Hank Haney. What is it? At Hank.
At Hank Haney. Yeah.
Okay. Sign up for the Haney University videos. Send us a video. Down the line, golfschools@hankhaney.com. We'll send you back some videos. We've been getting some great videos lately, too, Tim. We're a little backed up here. Just like you. We're like you. Our video department is just like you. We're backed up.
Oh, man.
So hit bombs. Swing hard. Swing for the fences. You know what? Put that flag stick in because it is a statistical advantage. And we'll talk to you next week. On the Hank Haney Saturday Strong podcast.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Timmy.
The Hank Haney podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.